Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Collaborators Unite podcast. I'm Chuck Anderson, your host, and this is the show for big impact entrepreneurs, entrepreneurs like you who are out there bringing your products, your services, and your unique gifts to the world, not just because you want to make money. Certainly, that's part of it, but you also desire to make a big positive impact in the lives of others. And that's why we work with so many amazing coaches and consultants, because they're the type of people who are out there helping other people, helping other businesses get better at what they do. And so today I have a treat. I have an absolute veteran and a pro of the coaching industry. He has helped build an amazing, large coaching programs. He has his own coaching methodologies based upon that, and a software platform now that makes it easier than ever before for a coach to make that bigger impact. So we're going to talk all about coaching. We're going to talk all about making it easier, especially if you've struggled with pricing and packaging and making enough money as a coach, but you really desire that big impact. Want to lean in on this episode today, because I have Mitch Russo with me today. And what's special about Mitch is that, like I said, he is a veteran of this industry, and you're going to really hear that come out today. So Mitch, welcome. So glad
Thanks
that
so
you're
much,
here.
Chuck. It's great to be here. Thrilled to be able to meet your audience and convey a little bit of what I know.
Yeah, absolutely awesome to have you here. And one of the things that I really try not to do is butcher people's bios and introductions. And I think the best place to start is tell everybody a little bit about your story, because I know you have a really cool origin story in the coaching world. You've accomplished a heck of a lot, and now you're really helping other coaches succeed at that much higher level. Tell them your story.
Sure. Well, I started out as an entrepreneur. I started a software company when I was 28 years old. And with a partner, we both put $5,000 to the bank, and that became the beginning of TimeSlips Corporation. 9 years later, just to skip to the end, we had scaled that business to over 250,000 customers. We had been carried in over 6,000 retail locations, and we were acquired by Sage PLC out of the UK for eight figures. So that was it was 9 years to acquisition, and then two more years to completion of our earnout. And then I stayed on to become the chief operating officer of Sage in the United States. So that's really, at that moment in time, I was what you might call free. I had finished up my obligation. I had cashed out. I had done everything I had hoped to do and more. I didn't know what my next thing would be. And then I left Texas and came back to Massachusetts. And that's when my good friend Chet Holmes called me up out of the blue and said, "What are you doing? I got something for you." So we started talking. Next thing I know, I'm on the phone with Tony Robbins. Tony, myself, and Chet created Business Breakthroughs International. We took that company from virtually nothing to almost $30 million in revenue over the course of about 5-6 years. And at that point, we had already scaled to well over 50 coaches and consultants. We had thousands and thousands of coaching clients. We were running 300 webinars a month and monetizing every one of them. And so at that point, as many people know the story, Chet got sick from leukemia and passed away. Well, it was at that time I decided that my time was done, and I told Tony I needed to go, and he understood. And so I exited the business and I started writing books. And that's when I wrote my first book, The Invisible Organization. I just continued writing. I've completed five business books that are published today. I have, believe it or not, seven more in the hopper I'm working on right now. But these are not business books, they're adventure books. You'll get to hear more about that at a later date. So today, what happened after I started writing books is people kept coming to me and saying, "Help me build my coaching organization. Help me scale my business." And I said, yes. Before I knew it, I had more clients than I could handle. So I started looking for software to manage those clients. And I tried five or six different software tools. I thought they were all very either awkward, hard to use, expensive, cumbersome. And in the end, they didn't do what I wanted. So I had to do the one thing I really had not planned on. I built my own. So having some experience with software, I knew what it took and decided I'd bite the bullet, hire a team, and build it. And I did. That happened in 2019. That's when that project started. 2021, we launched the first version of that called Clientfolio. Recently, I merged my company with Mike Filsaine, and together we redesigned the interface. We added a bunch of new features. We flattened out all the functionality, reduced the price significantly, and relaunched as Click Coach. So that's where I am today. I've worked really hard to help coaches really scale their businesses, and the software is the cornerstone of that effort.
Yeah, and I know that you and I have had a couple of conversations now. We talked about Clientfolio. We recently just talked about Click Coach, which is an amazing platform. I wanted to talk a little bit about the inspiration for that and in terms of the challenge that it solves. What led you to creating that? What was the problem that coaches are facing that you've really inspired you to build the platform in the first place?
Sure. Well, there's layers of problems. Let me start with the simple ones. I wanted more free time, and I wanted to make more money. I found myself mired in admin work after every coaching session. I spent an hour coaching. I'd spend 30 to 40 minutes in admin. And what did admin mean? It meant cleaning up my notes, arranging my accountability questions, opening up spreadsheets, tracking the numeric goals I assigned my clients, then dealing with homework and emails, having to find those emails later before a coaching session, check the stats to make sure I have everything. Before I knew it, I was spending almost as much time on admin as I was on coaching. So my first desire was to fix the admin problem. My second desire was born from an incident. I'll tell you the incident. Back, I think it was in maybe 2015 or 2016, I had a client. I knew right away the client was going to be trouble because he tried to negotiate my rates, and I don't negotiate my rates. So I told him, that's my rates, pay it or don't, I don't care. So he decided to come on board. Later, he said to me at the end of our coaching session, I said, well, if you remember when we started our sessions, I asked you for a testimonial if I was able to over-deliver in every way possible. And he looked at me and he said, you didn't over-deliver. In fact, you didn't even do anything. I thought to myself, wait a minute. Your sales went up 40% based on the work we've done together. Oh, no, that would have happened anyway. So I realized at that moment, it wasn't his fault. It was my fault. I had not done a good job of actually tracking progress and holding him accountable. So that's when I decided I had to have a system to do it. And what started to happen after that is I started to hold people accountable much more so. I started to track numerically every week exactly what parameters were important in our coaching work. And then I would, at the end of each of our contracts, I would go back and I would remind my clients what they promised when we signed. And that was, if I go over and above and over deliver in every way, will you give me a short testimonial? And of course, they were happy to do that if I showed them the proof. I could show them bar graphs of all the work that they've done, all the progress that they've made. Then they would give me an amazing testimonial. But see, here's the thing. If you keep that testimonial to yourself, if you just hide it on your hard drive, it's not going to do you much good at all. The goal is to use those testimonials to increase your authority. Use those testimonials to prove to others you're worth what you charge and more. That's what Click Coach is all about. It's about helping people gain the authority they need, but in two ways. One, by tracking, which I talked about earlier, but also in presenting. When you send homework, it shouldn't just come from Gmail. It shouldn't just be a plain old text email. It needs to be a branded email. When you work with a client, you shouldn't just send out homework and email. You should send them to your portal, your branded portal, where they can see all of their stats, get all of their homework, answer all of their accountability questions, go into a dialogue with you after each session, and rate you as a coach. And if you're not doing that now, you're missing out on the authority building exercise that I'm discussing here that could really allow you to increase your rates very quickly.
Well, that sounds amazing. And I hear your story, and it reminds me of my own stories of that very same thing. And I think it's an inevitable reality of any coach that if you've been doing this long enough and you charge the prices worthy of the work that you do, that there's going to be a point where you get that one client, hopefully not two, but you're going to get definitely that client that goes, What did you actually do? I did everything.
Yeah.
And it's like, of course you did. I'm your coach, not your, you know, we didn't do the work for you. So I love that. And, you know, giving them the way to self-assess and say, oh, look at the progress I am making. I want to back up a little bit to the people who are, you know, signing up for Click Coach right now. And what are you hearing from them? Like, what is their experience out there in the coaching world? And maybe even a little bit about who they are. Like, are they at a stage where they're looking to scale? Because I know that you can help to build teams of coaches, and that's where a lot of your expertise is. They're still like, it's just them as a solo operator. Kind of where are they at? And what are you hearing from them in terms of their experience in coaching?
Right. So as you know, Chuck, we're in launch phase right now. So what we've done is we've priced the product very aggressively, and we've included a lot of what I call special bonuses. So what I'm doing here is I'm attracting people of all sizes. We're attracting some beginners that may only have one client. For a small amount of money, they can get themselves set up as they start bringing in new clients using the techniques that we go over and talk about, and their platform is going to grow with them. Now, I designed this platform from the ground up to work with hundreds of coaches, not just one or two. And so as you scale, the software scales naturally with you. The goal of the software is to allow you to become the CEO, not the coach. So sure, in the beginning, you're the coach. But if you stick with us and you follow my training, which we'll talk more about later, I will train you to run a coaching organization where your coaches are sharing their fees with you, and you as the CEO are running a real business, a seven-figure plus business, generating leads for your coaches and having the best coaches available to service those clients. The software is already set up for all of that, even at stage one, even for a single user client.
Amazing. What do you think at the very first step, what is the very first thing it's going to do for somebody?
Well, first of all, it's going to encapsulate your process. Now, when I say encapsulate your process, what I mean is that most of us have a expertise. I mean, yours obviously is different than mine and maybe different from many of your clients. So my expertise is in finding recurring revenue streams, building certification programs, accelerating people's businesses very rapidly, typically in 2 to 3 months. And my protocols, my intellectual property is embedded into the software in several ways. And you would do the same thing with yours. So number one, we give you a library of, I think, 75 or 80 accountability questions that you could use right out of the box. And then you could start building your own accountability libraries as well. Next, we're going to give you a dashboard. Well, you can name the columns on that dashboard anything you want. And then when your client logs into their portal, which you provide, they will then fill out that form once a week, every week at the same time. Next, you'll be producing graphs and showing them their progress literally every week so they understand what's going on here and they respect the process. You know, if you just show up and have a chat and then, you know, schedule your next week's call and then show up again and have another chat, there's not a lot of respect for your process, Chuck. I'm sure you know what I mean by that. But when you show, I'll give you one example. I had a client once, very, very smart man, shows up, didn't do any of the homework, didn't fill in his stats, showed up for his next session. And I looked in advance before he showed up. I said, you didn't do your work. He says, yeah, don't worry about it. I'll get to it later. I said, well, I'm sorry, but we can't continue. I don't work that way. You need to do the work I assigned to you or else there's no point in having this session. And what I said to him is, I'm not going to charge you for a missed session this time. But next time you do that, I absolutely will charge you. And you do it twice, you're not my client anymore. So he got all upset and angry. He told me, well, I paid for this service, blah, and he hung up on me. I felt bad. I said, well, look, you know, some people just, they're just not cut out for this. Half hour later, I get an email. It's from him. He says to me, he said, I just want to tell you, Mitch, you're absolutely right. And you're the first person to ever actually hold me accountable. And I want to thank you for that. That's what it comes down to. People are not used to being held accountable. But here's what happens. Magic happens with accountability. If you don't believe me, ask Tony Robbins, ask Zig Ziglar, ask all of these leadership thought leaders who've used accountability all their lives to not only grow their own businesses, but to help millions of others do the same. And that's what Click Coach is all about. It's about using accountability in a very simple way that doesn't take up a lot of your time, that gives you tools you really need to do this literally on the spot with the client in session. That, to me, is the gift that Clientfolio, one of the greatest gifts that Clientfolio, that, sorry, I keep saying that, Click Coach can deliver.
Amazing. One of the things I wanted to ask you is, you know, at what point, I mean, like you said, you're meeting coaches at all different stages.
Yes.
I mean, and we get them here too. I mean, there's the ones that they're solo, they struggle to get leads, they struggle to get clients. Maybe they're even experiencing a little bit about what you just shared, you know, that client that doesn't like to be held accountable or just really denies the results that they're getting. So those are a lot of the struggles that are happening. Others that might be getting to the point where it's like, I can't handle another client. You know, I'm maxed out. It would be really great to get some help. So based on your experience, what's your advice for that early stage person? And how do they sort of prepare themselves for moving out of that stage and into the stage where now they can think about, you know, taking their system, teaching other coaches how to work within that system and scaling? Because I think that's one of the things that your platform is so well positioned for. Yeah, it helps the solo coach with some of these issues, but it also gives them this opportunity, this platform, if you will, to be able to scale beyond just themselves.
Of course. Well, let's break that down. What I'd like to start with is, let's say you just graduated coaching school and you're brand new and you don't have any clients at all. In fact, you don't even have any experience at all. So what are you going to do? You know you want to be a coach. The first thing you do is you find somebody to help. And you help them for free. Maybe you do that 3 times. Maybe at the end of each time, you adjust what you were taught and start making it more your own. At the end of each of those 3 client engagements, you get a testimonial. Now you have 3 testimonials. You've customized the material to the way you work, to what the problem you're trying to solve. And now you go off and look for your first paid client. Well, the good news is you have stats. You could show what you were able to achieve. You have testimonials. You have proof that what you do works. And now you have to find somebody who wants to pay you for that service. Again, I start with low prices. When you first start out, it doesn't matter what you charge. The goal is to keep going, keep getting paid clients, even if it's $150, $200 an hour. I mean, Chuck, look, our rates are much higher than that, but it's taken many years to get there. You start $150, $200 an hour, that's fine as long as you're being paid, as long as people feel they're getting value. Next, you use those testimonials and you raise your prices slowly. That, by the way, is how you also raise your authority. You know, pricing relates to authority. You know, when someone charges a lot of money, they must be good, or else why would anybody pay that? Well, the bottom line is that if you have proof that the money they spend will deliver the results they want, then it's worth every penny. Because look, what's the difference whether it's $10,000, $5,000, or $15,000 if I get 10x what I spend? That's the goal. When I build a certification program for a client, we can have a mid-6-figure to 7-figure launch. Does it really matter what I charge at that point? And we're going to do that launch every quarter. So the goal here is, how can I take what I know, help others, scale what they'll pay, and help others understand the value of that? That's what this process is all about. Now, the software has built-in courses, built-in billing and invoicing, built-in accountability, built-in group coaching and mastermind management. So all of these things are part of the tools you will need as you go from one coach, one client, to group coaching, to multiple coaches, and scaling beyond.
So it sounds like it doesn't even matter what the structure of their coaching program is, whatever, whether it be one-to-one or group coaching or maybe a little bit of both, or maybe they have a course as well, they can do all of that within Click Coach.
Yes, and they can sell the courses or they can assign them free to their clients, whatever they want to do. With the billing and invoicing system, you could work with PayPal, Stripe, or authorize.net as well. So the bottom line here is, you're always in charge. You're always using the platform to elevate your business and make more money at the same time, elevating the client experience. That was my primary goal. I want the client experience to show the authority of the coach and the coaching organization.
I love it. Now, it does all of those things, but I think also you have a lot of your own training in there that's going to help coaches navigate, you know, how they're going to create and manage their program. You want to talk a little bit about the training you have in there and
sure,
who it's for, what it does, and what can they expect from it?
Okay, so part of it is the structure. You're going to be using the same structure that I have used over and over and over and over again and taught to hundreds of other coaches as well. And that's the structure of accountability and goal tracking, using courses and programs, tracking questions and answers. That's all built in as structure. On top of that, you're getting all of my accountability questions that I've used throughout the years and a few that I borrowed from Tony and Zig and all the others. And then from there, this is kind of very special because this is only available during the launch. I have a $3,000 group coaching program called Coach Elevation. If you go to coachelevationgroup.com on the web, you can see the whole page, the whole curriculum. I sell that for $3,000 a seat, usually 8 to 12 coaches at a time. We're going to be giving away a little bit condensed version, a 6-week version of that for free when you subscribe to Click Coach. Now, the other thing is my book called Coach Elevation, which encapsulates a lot of what I do in sessions that make my sessions so powerful. I'm going to give you the book for free, but that's only scratching the surface. Mike Kilsaim built an AI app encapsulating everything in the book and all of my skills into a platform that we normally charge $300 a year for that alone. You're getting that for free as well. So my processes, which are very valuable and very relevant to almost any type of coaching, are included for free when you sign on now during the promotional period.
And now is probably a really good time for you to go and check that out. And it's really hard to describe on an audio podcast all of the things that you get. So to make it easier for you, if you're watching this on video, just look right beneath the video. All the links are there. And if you're listening to this on a podcast, just open up your phone, the player that you're on, and the links are all there as well. Go and check it out. I've already linked it to the page that's going to give you a summary of everything you get. And that is, you'll never get it at a lower price, but then you get all these amazing freebies. Because if you've ever felt like, okay, yeah, I'm having these issues with my clients, but also what do? I have so much more to learn. Well, learn from a veteran coach who has built and scaled huge coaching programs. I mean, Mitch, just your story alone, you know, I think, you know, who you've worked with and what you've been able to accomplish. I think learning that system and having a coach follow what you're doing is a great next step for them. Now, you mentioned your book. Right. And I do want to, and before we run out of time, I want to make sure that we talk a little bit more about the book. I mean, definitely go click and sign up for Click Coach, get all the amazing freebies. And I think they get the book for free. But tell them, you know, I always like to have a little bit of a must read book recommendation. So tell them a little bit more about the book, you know, what it is and what they can expect to learn from it.
So when I work with a client, my first session is 2 hours. And I do something unique in those 2 hours. What I do is I build what I call a two-dimensional business model for my client from scratch inside that two-hour window. Well, what does that look like? Well, that basically comes down to working. I'm working sort of in the dark, if you will. I'm just talking to the client separately. I'm working, building a mind map of everything that I see and all the interconnected pieces. Then at that point, as I finish up the mind map, I share it with my client and the result's always the same. They go, oh my God, I had no idea. And what they start to see are connections that they never realized were really there in their business. And also because I have a fairly strong background in marketing and sales, I see things other people don't see. I find hidden revenue sources, many of them recurring revenue sources, many of them licensing opportunities that they just don't see themselves. And so all of that is revealed in that 2 hours. The next thing I do is I take them through a self-discovery session where we understand what it is their core purpose is all about. Now, I'm not a psychiatrist or a therapist, and I'm not a woo-woo type in that way, but I have perfected a very simple process which I can help people find out what their true core values are in less than 15 minutes. And I detail that entire process in the book. And again, in the app as well, You could just simply pull it up. You could have it customize it for you. You could have it create summaries and question lists so that you could ask the same questions that I do. And the bottom line is if you do this and you find the client's core purpose, no matter what it is, you can align it with the work that they're currently doing. Well, how powerful is that? Once you align their work with their core purpose, do you think they're going to do better at it or worse at it? Do you think they're going to be more enthusiastic or less enthusiastic? So the core purpose exercise in the beginning of the engagement is really, really powerful.
I love it. So we're putting that on the must-read list as well. And again, if you're watching this on video, the links are right beneath this video. And if you're listening on podcast, the link is there as well. And, you know, you can go get the book, certainly. Where's the book available, Mitch?
You can get it on Amazon, for sure.
You can get it on Amazon, or you can get it for free when you sign up for ClickCoach. How about that? And then you've got the best of both worlds. All the links are there. Everything is there for you. And there is just so much value, and there will never be a better time because right now they're in their launch phase, and the price is never going to be lower than it is right now. And once they hit their launch milestones, that price is going up. So go ahead and do that. And then when you sign up for it, I want you to email me and let me know that you did. I've got an extra gift for you as well that will help you along this journey. Not going to tell you what it is. It's a surprise, but email me and I've got a free gift for you as well. And it will definitely help you on your coaching journey. Mitch, thank you. This has been amazing. And I know we've just scratched the surface, you know, with the combined experience here with coaching, we could spend all day talking about it, but I really appreciate you taking the time, you explaining your system. I love what your system can do. I think it could really benefit people and highly recommend it to coaches. Any final piece of advice, words of wisdom for our audience before we sign off here today?
Yeah, I you know, a lot of times I'm asked about things like what are the biggest mistakes people make when starting a business? And there are two. And the primary, and frankly, they're obvious, but I'm going to state what they are. The first is most people don't have enough savings before going off and starting a business. So my advice is keep working. You know, you're going to work till 5 o'clock or so at your job. And then from 7 to 12, you're going to work on yourself and on your company. So do that. That's the best way. Also, help you keep the spend rate lower. The second thing is that don't expect the first thing you try to work. I think we've all learned that. It takes multiple tries before something works. So the only way you could fail is if you give up. If you pivot, you don't fail. You just learn something from the first try and apply it to the second. And that's how I like to view all of my enterprise.
Mitch, thank you. Those are beautiful words to end this episode by. And it reminds me of what I say on this podcast all the time, and my audience knows it, and that is the only way to fail is to quit. And so keep moving forward. Now, I want this time to be really beneficial for you. So don't just take what Mitch and I have been talking about, write it down and never do anything with it. I want you to take an action. What is one thing that you heard us here talk about here today, and that maybe it reminded you to do something with a client, or something is undone that could be done today? And, you know, choose one action. Maybe that action is to go sign up for ClickCoach, get access to all the freebies, the courses, the books, and use the platform to transform your coaching business. Whatever it is, choose that one action, do that action today. Remember, your mission is possible. Keep moving forward, and we'll see you on the next one. Thank you.